Okay, so first of all, I want you to take a couple deep breaths and just keep dropping into the wisdom of your body on that exhale and asking yourself, what position would be best to meditate in for this period? Either lying down in a seated position on the floor, on a cushion, maybe in a chair, or standing up. And just following the intuition of your own body, assuming that position. And as you come into that position, go ahead and close your eyes or cast them down, allowing yourself to get connected to whatever is beneath you, noticing feelings and sensations in your body, every aspect of your body that's making contact with the floor, the ground, the cushion, the chair, the bed beneath you. And just feeling your way into noticing those points of contact. And now drawing your attention to your breath. First, moving your attention to your nose. Just noticing that life-giving air moving in and out of your body by way of the breath through the nose. We're not asking the breath to do with anything unique or special in this moment. We're simply turning our attention towards breathing, noticing what our body does organically all by itself. So you can just notice those feelings and sensations of your nostrils as the life-giving air moves in and out of your body with ease. Most of the time, we breathe effortlessly. So just because you're turning your attention there does not mean you need to exert effort. You can watch and observe what your body does effortlessly all by itself. And dropping your attention down into your chest. You may even want to place a hand on your chest. And just noticing that slight rise and fall of your chest as this life-giving air moves in and out of your body. Giving yourself the gift of being right here, right now. Allowing the rest of the day or the night to fall away from you. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do. Simply the gift of being. Allowing everything within you to simply be. And dropping your attention now even further down into your torso, you may want to move your hand beneath your rib cage, above your belly button. Getting in touch with your diaphragmatic breathing. See if you notice any slight expansion of the belly on the inhale and deflation of the belly on the exhale. Just allowing yourself to be with your breath. Staying connected to that feeling and sensation of diaphragmatic breathing, which you can register through that slight expansion of the belly And then deflation of the belly on the exhale. Again, giving yourself the gift of being simply right here, right now. By staying connected to your body and your breath. And if at any point the breath does not work for you, no worries. Just go back to that feeling and sensation of making contact with the floor, the cushion, the chair, the bed beneath you. If the breath is working for you, okay, staying with it, and now choose an organic place to orient your attention. So you choose what's easiest, what's most organic for me to drop, anchor my attention in breath. Is it in the nose, the chest, that lower diaphragmatic breathing? You choose, following the wisdom of your body, choosing one, nostrils, chest, diaphragmatic breathing, or maybe there's another place where you want to anchor your attention and breath. Again, this is your practice, following the wisdom of your body. Meditation gives us the tremendous gift of dropping into coming home to our bodies, where there is so much wisdom. The key is to listen to that wisdom and to follow it wherever it may take you. So in meditation, we practice coming home to the body and the breath, the wisdom that we find there over and over and over again. So if you notice that your mind wanders away from your chosen anchor point, that's okay. That's just a mind being a mind. We can hold that with acceptance and love and kindness. No judgment whatsoever. It's just a mind being a mind. And then very intentionally use it as an opportunity to kindly, gently, firmly draw the attention back home to the breath. Staying with that anchor point, coming back as many times as you need to. And as you stay with your breath, see if there is a way in which, either through your felt sense or with your imagination, that you gain a sense, an awareness that your human breath is infinitely connected with the divine breath. So that as you breathe, as you come home to breath, you're also coming home, anchoring in the divine presence. So again, either through a felt sense in your body, using the wisdom of the imagination, to just gain an awareness of how the presence of the Holy is with you, breathing with you. The breath of the Holy Spirit is intricately connected to your human breath. So that as you breathe, you may come to find that you are being breathed by the Holy. This body, this being, your spirit, your soul, your heart, your mind, your body, your whole being is infused with the breath of the Holy. You need only to be still to stay open and to allow. Allow the divine breath to be with you, to breathe through you, to breathe you. Your beautiful body, your being is the vessel. And the holy, the divine, the spirit is the source of breath. So it's as if the holy and your body are doing this dance together. Again, you're being still, staying open, and allowing the breath of the spirit to dance through you. Allowing the vessel of your being to be breathed by the holy. You may have some experience of starting to feel like you're surrendering to the breath, that your vessel is submitting to the holy breath, so that the holy breath really does become the driver and you follow. And again, if at any time your mind wanders, that's okay. Just a mind being a mind. Use it as an opportunity to kindly, gently, firmly draw the attention back home, back to your body, your human breath, and the divine breath infinitely infused into your human breath. Coming back home to being breathed, being led by the holy. Scanning your body ever so gently, starting at the top of your head. Just registering any awareness, noticing, observing any ways in which your body is being breathed. Your mind being breathed by the divine presence and holy breath. Your face and head being breathed. Your throat and neck being breathed. Your shoulders and arms being breathed, being swept through by the holy breath. Your lungs and your backbone, your shoulder blades, down through the sides of your torso, your abdomen, your hips, your full torso being breathed by the holy. Your hips moving down into your legs, your knees, your calves and shins, ankles and feet. The holy breath sweeping down through your legs. Your legs being breathed by the holy. Now, an awareness of your full body being breathed, starting at the top of your head, As you breathe in, imagine that holy breath sweeping down through your whole body, landing in your feet. And on the exhale, that breath moving back up all the way through the body and up at the top of the head. You may want to elongate your breath, both inhale and exhale, to get a deep and thorough sweep in each direction. Your whole body being breathed, being swept by the holy. The divine presence infusing every fiber and cell of your being, helping you to become fully alive in the presence of the divine. Beautifully done. And just letting that go, coming back to the feelings and sensations of your body, making contact with whatever is beneath you, grounding yourself by way of that connection, staying mindful of your breath, staying mindful of your breath as you also hold in your awareness this connection, the sense of grounding and support, as you notice every part of your body that's connecting with whatever's beneath you. And just allowing yourself to be. To be present to the effects of being swept by the holy. Connecting your human breath with the divine breath and allowing yourself to be grounded in this present moment by way of whatever supports you, whatever's strengthening you by making contact beneath you. So just breathing with this sense of grounding, this sense of connection, letting yourself be fully here, right now. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, you may want to flutter them open just a little bit. Taking in the visual scape or wherever you have been practicing, allowing a moment for that visual stimulation to be integrated into the rest of your senses that you've been using for quite a bit now. And let's take 3 deep cleansing breaths in. You may even want to use your arms to go up over your body and to release. So deep breath in. And blow it out. You may even want to sigh. Good. 2 more times in. And release. Last time, deep breath in. And release. Beautifully done. I want to close this meditation with a poem from Hafez. It says, I am a hole in a flute that the Christ's breath moves through. Listen to this music. Once more. I am a hole in a flute that the Christ's breath moves through. Listen to this music.
If you'd like to meditate live together, use the app Insight Timer to find my live meditations on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern. It's an opportunity to meditate in body and spirit. That's big S spirit, connecting our human spirit, our human breath, with the breath of God and the breath of the Holy Spirit. So I'll guide you through that each Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern, again, using the app Insight Timer. And if you live in the Knoxville area, we'd love for you to join us at Church of the Ascension. We have a new spiritual center called Spiritus Knox, and we'd love for you to join us Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. The first Sunday evening of the month is our monthly book study. Second Sunday evening of the month is Breathing Under the Stained Glass. That's during the winter months. In the warmer months, we go outside to a local park close to the church called Lakeshore Park for Breathing Under the Oak Trees. So the second Sunday evening of the month, we're breathing together. Third Sunday evening of the month is our monthly Celtic service. Come and worship with an inclusive liturgy by candlelight and beautiful music, a short reflection that hopefully helps you center and ground as a way of starting your week and with ease and a sense of peace. And our fourth offering, the fourth Sunday evening of the month, is Tools of Aliveness. Each of those Sundays, we discuss, talk about a spiritual practice, which may be new to you or it may not be new to you, but we discuss it and then practice it together and then have a little more discussion around it so that you feel fully equipped to integrate that spiritual tool into your life if it feels good and right to you. So we hope you'll join us. You can learn more about all these offerings and upcoming retreats at our website, spiritusknox.com.